Congressman David Kustoff, United States Representative for Tennessee's 8th District, addressed the National Cotton Council's mid-year meeting last week. Representative Kustoff spoke about the reputation the National Cotton Council enjoys in Washington, and he also addressed something that is on all cotton farmers' minds, the ongoing trade dispute between the U.S. and China.
When I ran and after I was elected, I did commit not only to fight, but also to continue to learn and evolve because, you know, when you get elected, and I don't think it matters who you are or what you are, really to any office, you come with a certain skill set. When I was elected and when I ran, I was a lawyer, had been federal prosecutor, United States attorney, and I knew very little about agriculture, which frankly was why I met with the Cotton Council, one of my very first meetings, and continued to learn. And I've got to tell you that in Washington, Gary and Reese, whole Cotton Council, I think, not only with me, do a great job educating and informing members of Congress about these very important issues, that the Cotton Council does a great job advocating and informing members of Congress all throughout Washington. And I thank you for the job that you all do. I do want to talk about some of the issues, first with tariffs, because I know that that's first and foremost on a lot of people's mind, maybe everybody's mind. The issue of free trade and fair trade and the imbalance with China, here's what we know. China has taken advantage, frankly, of this country and of presidents going back for a long time. And there's been no president that has stared China down, really, until President Trump has done it since the start of his presidency. To me, you've got a number of issues. You've got the issue of how do the tariffs affect the United States, affect our growers, affect our producers, affect our consumers? The other side is, how do these tariffs affect the Chinese economy?
And when it comes to the timeline,
I will cut to the bottom line. I don't think anybody today knows where it will end or when it will end. But some observations that I've got, these are strictly my opinions. I think that it is affecting the Chinese economy more than it is affecting our economy. The Chinese economy is soft. The Chinese economy is fragile. Again, my editorial, I think the Chinese need this deal more than we need this deal. Here's another intangible. Here's another variable. And again, I'm not suggesting that I know the answer to this, and that's Hong Kong. If the Chinese government and the Chinese president overplay their hand, it's going to affect where they are politically in China, and that will have an implication on what type of deal that we're able to get. In the end, I'll tell you that I was fortunate enough, really honored, to fly with the president on Air Force One almost a year and a half ago, January of 18, when he spoke to the American Farm Bureau in Nashville. We had discussions about the ag community. There were other Tennessee congressmen on that plane. He gets it. I mean, I've had other discussions since January of 18. He gets it. And I spoke 3 days after the November election, and somebody stood up and said, rural America elected Donald Trump. I agree. He understands that. President Trump wants what is best for our producers, for our ag community, for our employees, for our manufacturers.
And shifting our focus to another major issue concerning agriculture and trade.
On the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. We need it. We need it yesterday. I was in El Paso. I was with business leaders the night before I left, and we were talking about the USMCA. And they said when NAFTA went in the 90s, we were opposed to it. Business leaders were telling me, look, we lost these jobs in El Paso because we were right there at the border. Mexico got the labor so much cheaper, and then we saw a number of our manufacturers just go poof here. But they said, Congressman, we want this deal because ultimately NAFTA proved to be good for the country and proved to be good for the El Paso region. So I get it. Here's where we are. The president has negotiated the deal with Mexico. He's negotiated the deal with Canada. We know that Mexico has ratified the deal. We know that Canada has ratified the deal. We need Speaker Pelosi to put this bill on the floor. I think this, again, everything I'm telling you is my editorial, and you can take that for what it's worth. I think virtually every Republican wants to vote for USMCA. I think that there are a good number of Democrats that want to vote for USMCA. If USMCA is ratified, when it's ratified, it's a win for the United States. It's a win for our employees. It's a win for our producers. It's a win for our manufacturers. But I look at the calendar. We go back to Washington to start voting on September the 9th. And when we go back to vote, we've got till the end of the year about 40 legislative days left. Let me put that in perspective. About 40 or 41, however many legislative days left, there is the issue of having to look at the Export-Import Bank ratifying the extension of the flood insurance program, appropriations. We've got a lot to do. We need to get this deal done now, because I'm afraid that when January 1 comes, it's going to be tough to get the big things done. I'm going to continue to push. We're going to keep fighting. I will say this, if I can go back to tariffs just for a moment. As I hear stories from people, from farmers, from employers in West Tennessee, in my district, I relate those to the administration, because I want the administration, obviously they're on the front line of the negotiation, to have the best information that they have going forward. It's an honor to represent everybody in Washington, D.C. It truly is an honor. I will keep pushing. I will keep fighting. It's a very tough political environment, but we'll continue to push and work to try to get some things done.